You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuning in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. We felt like switching things up a little bit. We always see y'all recommendations that y'all send to us as far as TV shows and movies. So we just want to give that back out to y'all. We're going to give y'all a little bit of our special library and collection of what we tune into. So whoever wants to start first, what y'all watching?
I can start off. So it's two things I'm actually watching right now. So I've been going back and watching these Moesha episodes.
Oh, man. Damn, for real?
Yeah. I've gotten caught up in it, man. Because I didn't follow it like that when it was out. Like, It was just one of those shows that I caught, you know, if it was on, never watched it, like dedicated to it type of thing. Because I want to say it came on, like, once you got out of school.
Yeah, it was like one of those. It was that afternoon.
Yeah, it was like an afternoon.
It was like between, it was like a 3 o'clock to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Slot line of like those type
and
of shows.
I didn't really watch stuff like that around that time because I was either on a park playing ball or I was doing homework or something like that. So those are shows that I didn't really catch like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I went in the house. I'm not like to these kids today. I was outside. So, you know, I would have to see a rerun or something like that. But so I don't know. It's kind of interesting watching Moesha at the age I am now because there's a stepmom story there. That I didn't even was just oblivious to when I was younger, but now it's relevant to my life, and I'm like, dang, this is super relevant to like what's going on in my household because she was struggling with like the mom and stuff like that, and I was just like, damn, this is crazy, and then it had a lot of hip hop elements in it that I didn't even realize at the time. Maybe I did realize it at the time, but I just kind of forgot. So I don't know. It's been kind of an interesting watch, honestly. Going back and watching Moesha, they only like 23 to 24 minutes long.
Old
like,
school.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know, man. It's pretty entertaining.
Like, nah, I grew up watching it, and when I was rewatching it, because like sometimes it come on like TV One or something like that, one of those networks. I didn't realize it was in L.A. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize Brandy and them was from L.A. until like recently.
Oh, word.
So then like once I realized that everything made sense.
Yeah.
And then like rewatching, I didn't realize how much of an asshole Moesha was to her friends, yeah. and she caused most of her problems in the show.
Yeah.
But it was a good. I think it was a dope show just off of. It wasn't that many like lead dark skinned girls getting their own show and stuff like that.
You said an asshole. I saw somebody else say that. I think Naomi said that too. And I'm like, I didn't see her as an asshole. Honestly, I just saw her just being like one of the realest. Like she was just real with her friends. Like she, it wasn't like an asshole thing to me. She was just honest about things and just had a certain perspective on things. So I didn't really look at it as an asshole type of person, personally. But you know,
she called her friend Kim fat.
They all did. And that's the other part too. It's a lot of cringy moments now that you know in the state that we're in. Like some of the stuff they were saying. I was like, dang, man, that was kind of toxic. And then and then seeing like the people that are not here anymore, like that was like crazy seeing like Hakeem, you know how he's dead, and then
I don't remember Moesha that well.
Hakeem is not the same guy that was on the Steve Harvey show. That's not the same kid.
No, that's the I forgot his name.
Oh, Hakeem was the dark skinned bald-headed guy. What happened to him?
You remember when he passed? I think he got like a car accident or something. I can't remember exactly how he passed, but I remember when he died. Him and what's the dude, Santana?
Romeo, who played off of Steve Harvey.
He passed away.
I think he got shot with his girl or something.
You remember him though, right?
That's what I was saying. I remember when Romeo died. Yeah.
He's on there. He died.
And then
Romeo's on Moesha?
Yeah.
He's on it a little bit, like a love interest.
Yeah.
He ain't on it.
Mm-hmm. He was a love interest. What'd you say?
No, I was just gonna say that it's funny that you. That's probably like the number one trending thing probably on Netflix now.
It
like,
is.
It's probably top 10.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I saw that. Really? I was like, yeah.
Everybody just rewatching. I don't know Moesha being all that.
It's just black nostalgia. That's what it is.
I don't know if you remember, and this, you know, we're having a conversation about streaming later, but that was a big deal. Like, that was this big moment on Twitter when all of these black shows were announced.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I was curious to see what people were watching, and it was interesting to see that Moesha, out of all those shows, were the one that hit people the top 10. Watching.
Well, that's the thing. Well, I don't want to take too much time because I know I want to get to Mike's list, but it's interesting that people, when you have options, they always refer to the old TV shows, like the old shit. Yeah. Like, that's the what's their more most exciting part of the streaming stuff. Like, to be honest, like, I think it would, if more black shows were on streaming services, they'll be competing with The Friends and The Offices and stuff like that when it comes to, like, this is the premier content that is holding up the streaming service. So it's good to see that it's getting that support. So but Mike,
he said he had one more.
That one, in the, since that's an old one, the newer one that I'm watching is I May Destroy You. Like, I know I've mentioned it here off record, but man, this is something that, like, I think people should be watching. Man.
Is that the
like,
one with the twin?
No,
it's with the chewing gum lady.
I don't know if you know that. You don't know her. She's
I don't.
I'm trying to think. What has she been on that you've seen her in?
She's a British actress. Was she in Star?
I'm very bad with actor Star names Wars and movie? Actor faces.
She
made an appearance in one of the Star Wars movies.
I think she was in the most recent one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
But that's cool though. Yeah,
but if you saw her, you'd be like, oh, I know, I've seen her before.
Yeah, she has a very unique face.
Yes.
Okay.
You see her.
Don't do that, Nick. That is not what I was saying.
I'm just saying, bro. You ain't have to say that. Just say you'll see it when you see it.
No, that's not what I was saying. I do think she's attractive. Yeah, I'm saying, I think she has, you asshole.
Yeah,
bro.
For real, man.
I'm just saying, bro. You don't see it.
You are such a child, man.
She has a very striking.
You immediately start laughing,
bro. She has a very striking appearance.
Come on, y'all.
I've been hating it, man. Striking.
Y'all funny, man. Bro. Y'all just funny. It's not me. I didn't expect those descriptions. But.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you.
But I do want to review that.
You do? As far have as you wanted, started it yet?
No, I wanted to binge watch it.
Oh, okay. So
that's probably better, honestly.
Yeah, because I can tell from the trailer of the show, like, it's so much like you got a piece. It's like a puzzle. It's one of them shows I feel like you just got to watch it all. So
it's not a puzzle per se, but it's just, it's deep. It is deep. Hmm. It is, and it's not even deep in the sense of like, oh man, you got to figure all this out. It's just, it's heavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's real heavy. And that's why when I first talked, I said, I didn't know if Mike would be down to watch it because I know certain things that he doesn't particularly care to see. I don't want to say it.
Certain
stuff you don't like.
Yes.
So that's why I was a little weary of suggesting it to him. But I don't know, man. I think it's something that people should be talking about, especially us.
I think with sensitive subjects, if it's done well, then I think even if you are touched, like it touches you in a certain way, you may be able to get something out of it because it's done well. So I think shows can overcome certain things. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like for you, it's worth the watch.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. It really is. I don't even know if it's being slept on right now.
I think so.
Yeah,
so maybe I don't know.
Fact that we're not even talking about it, I think it probably is being slept.
I think it's being slept on, and I think that she as an actress is highly slept on because she's
dope,
actress.
And she's more than that. Doesn't she do producing and stuff
writing
like on the back?
And everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she does like a whole shebang. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
What you got, Mike?
I've been watching the same show, I May Destroy You. So I won't go into detail about that. I'm gonna upset Ken and Bees off to the side, but I started binging Fear the Walking Dead. I'm gonna tell you why. So when I went back and I binged The Walking Dead recently, and I liked it so much more when I binged it. So I was like, even the seasons that I originally thought were bad, I thought they were actually good when I binged it. So I was like, man, I wonder if Fear the Walking Dead works the same way. Let me go back and binge Fear the Walking Dead. I'm here to say no. It does not work the same way. That show still sucks. And I'm only in like the middle of the second season. I'm like, this is as bad as I remember it. It's
so
just
you still invested now?
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not doing anything else. I mean, while I'm working, I can't really watch anything that's super serious anyway. Mm-hmm. So I can just put that show on the background because it's just so fucking stupid.
I don't know how y'all watch that.
Man, it's bullshit. It's really bad. It's a really, really bad show. But it's coming back in October, so I was like, let me go ahead and just get caught up. Yeah. It's bad. The other show that I started watching was Mr. Robot. Which I never watched before.
That is a show that I've been
fucking show.
I've never seen it, but I heard great things about it.
But so the funny thing is, this is my third time giving it a go. The first two times I stopped at the same exact episode. The episode where is it Dennis Leary? That's his name, right?
Asking the wrong
one. No, I'm sorry, not Dennis Leary. Jesus Christ, Mike. Fucking Christian Slater. They don't even look alike. Racist motherfucker. Anyway, where Christian Slater pushes him off the little cliff thing. Every time I stop at that episode, I'm just like, I don't get what's going on. This is stupid. And I walked away. This time watching it, I was like, what the fuck was I confused about before? It makes perfect sense. I don't know why I was like, fuck this show before. But yeah, I'm only on the second season, but I'm loving it so far. And I'm glad I went ahead and made it to the end this time, because the end fucks you up. Because you're like, that's where you're going? That is not even remotely what I was thinking was going to happen. So I'm sitting there looking at the screen like, holy shit, who the fuck wrote this? This is like on some M. Night Shyamalan type shit. So now I'm really, really, really interested to see where it goes for these other seasons, because man,
isn't it like five seasons?
I think it's like
I haven't finished the season, but I love that fucking show. And I was waiting for it to end so I could just binge it.
Me too.
Yeah. So
it's good, man. It's
when it first came, when I first saw previews for it, it looked like something I would be interested in.
Yeah.
It's hard to if you're not gonna sit there and stare at the screen and really pay attention, you're gonna get confused. And that was my problem. I think I was watching it while I was working, and that's why I was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. You really have to just sit there and just focus on the show, because there's a lot of weird, like, hacker shit that you're just like, what? But yeah, it's good, man. It's real good.
You want to go, Ken?
Yeah, I go, because I think that last thing that Mike said, it perfectly describes the show that I'm going to say that I just finished watching, and it's called Dark.
Hell no.
Trust me, man. Like, it's a lot better. I don't know if you... It's a lot better if you sit and just watch the show and pay attention. And that's what I did when I was haphazardly paying attention, just trying to audibly listen and try to catch up. The shit was confusing as fuck. And I will say it's still fucking confusing as fuck, but I understood like a lot of the timeline, because it jumps all over the place. We're like, you go to like five or six different timelines, each 33 years apart in the past or the future. And it's such a mind fuck watching it and trying to keep everything together. And it reminded me of something that you told Nick one day, is that like a lot of shows and movies really are a love story of some sorts. There's something that's in it. And after I finished it, and which made it a lot easier to watch knowing that this is the last season, because I know that there's a final. That's pretty much what this is. It's a love story.
Yeah.
But really at its core, it's a love story. So it's all about science and time travel. But then they bring in a religious aspect to it as well. So they merge those two worlds together, built around two people that happen to fall in love with each other in different, periods. And that's it. Also incest as well. So
yeah, it's movie making. All right,
that's an onion show. A lot of layers.
It's a lot.
It's movie making 101, man. It's always some sort of love story in a story. Like, you may not even realize it, but it's always in there. It's just something that pulls you in. It's something that I don't know. I don't know who tested this theory or whatever, but it's always in a story. No, I don't know. I think I've seen times where it actually wasn't. But most of the time, 9 times out of 10, there's a love story element there.
Yeah.
No matter what type of movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
No, it's true. And, the thing about it is that to realize that all of this shit happened based off those two people, it's kind of crazy when you take it outside of, like, you reduce it down to its basic elementary levels, and then you expand on that into all these complexities. So it's a show that's not for everybody. I didn't like the show when I first watched it because I wasn't paying attention, but Short Fuse on Twitter said, no, you got to put your phone down and you got to watch it. So I started to understand it and follow it a little bit better. The third season still was a little bit confusing, so I feel like I got to go back and rewatch it. But nevertheless, you know, I did enjoy it a lot more the second go round than the first go round. We'll be back after this quick break.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
I've been thinking about giving it a second shot, but that first shot was fucking torture. And the thing about it is, I hate time travel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It irks the fuck out of me now because it seems like it's a very common trope. Because it's like the show will start off where there's all of this crazy shit happening, and you're like, whoa, this is happening. Whoa, this is happening too. What the fuck? And then when they explain it by, time travel, it's just such, to me, it just comes off as a cop out. So I just get annoyed. So when that's how the first season of, spoiler alert, sorry guys. When that's how the first season of Dark ended, I was like, fuck this show. And I just never bothered to go back and give it another go. But a friend of mine is watching it, and she's just always gushing about it. And I'm just like, all right, maybe one day when I'm super fucking bored, I'll give it a go.
Be super bored. You know, I think it'll be easier. So, and the other one I'm watching, is, and this will be quick, is I think this is the last season. I don't know yet, but The Rain.
Oh, yeah. Again, I need to get caught up on that.
You love them CW shows, don't you?
Well, this is some shit from overseas, man. Yeah. And I like
that's something else.
Yeah.
It may as well be a CW show.
You might as well be, because it's...
I thought I'd be thinking it's like The 100 and whatever.
I did watch the first couple seasons of The 100.
I do like The 100.
I never went back.
I'm waiting until it finishes so I can just binge it. Mm-hmm. And then last night I watched Kai Man. I think that's how they say it. But it's an IP man. It's
It Man.
So I watched the first movie because I saw that the fourth one came out and it's the final one.
He just be beating niggas' asses off.
Mm-hmm.
All up and down the street.
Bro.
All up and down the street, man. Yeah.
Have you seen, you watch it?
I've seen it. I haven't seen the fourth one yet.
Have you seen the first one?
Mm-mm. The first one, fire. Yeah.
Have you seen the first
one? That's like a Japanese. Is it Japanese or Korean?
Chinese.
Oh, it's Chinese. Wow.
Yeah.
Racist as hell again.
I
forgot, man.
Just fast forward.
What did Parasite say? You blocking yourself from a whole world of film?
Just
this man right here.
Anybody watch it, just fast forward to the end.
I will say this. I meant to tell y'all this. I watched Train to Busan.
That shit is so fucking good.
I actually enjoyed it.
That shit was dope as hell. And they got a sequel coming out for that?
Yeah, it's like the prequel.
I told y'all that.
No. The prequel is the animated one. They got a. You mentioned
the prequel is called Soul Station.
Soul Station, yeah.
The sequel is just Train to Busan 2. But to me, honestly, I don't think it looks that great. It looks like a very stereotypical zombie apocalypse.
I didn't see a trailer.
It just looked like they gave him a bigger budget and said, really? Movie over.
It's exactly what it looks like.
So I'm still going to go watch Parasite. After watching Train to Busan, I was like, I know what, I'll give Parasite a try.
Parasite's good, Rod, but don't get your hopes up that high.
Overhyped
as fuck.
Yeah. It's good, yeah.
But it's good. It's definitely good, but and then they won an Oscar too, so yeah, they definitely just
they sweat the Oscars damn near.
BZ 430 here, y'all.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on, real quick. forgot one show that we both watched. The new Transformers.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you didn't?
I haven't watched it yet.
Never mind. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Don't say nothing.
I watched it. Do we have to be quiet about it?
Yes, because I haven't watched it yet.
Rod,
I
haven't watched it yet.
I'll watch it this week, and we can revisit this next week.
I'll watch it tonight.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do it?
We can do it.
I want to talk about it now, though.
Well, I'm sorry, Rod.
I figured you'd have watched it by now.
I was trying to finish fucking Dark and shit.
Dark. You should have watched Transformers.
I can't. I'm anal like that. Like, I got to finish
something. Once you start, you got to
finish it. Yeah, man.
Because I really want to know what people thought about this shit.
I do, too.
Okay.
All right. We'll watch it later. We'll talk about it next week.
Because that shit made me go back and rewatch the old movie again.
We got to talk about it.
Okay.
We
got
to talk
You got the touch.
B, what you watching?
A lot of documentaries. I watched this the New York Fear City, New York versus the Mafia,
mm-hmm.
on Netflix. What else? I've been watching Unsolved Mysteries. I watched that
the
shit.
New one.
I saw that one on Netflix.
Yeah, yep. I've been watching that one. What else?
Go down your whole list, B.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's what I've been watching. Yeah, that's what I've been. I've been watching a lot of documentaries and shit, man. Like, I mean, the last movie I watched was Midsommar. That was a couple of days ago, but yeah,
I've been watching Midsommar.
Yeah, I just watched
it. He loved it too.
That shit was fucking
Did
crazy.
You love it throughout the whole thing, or did you just love how it just wrapped up?
I liked the whole movie. That shit was twisted as fuck. Mm-hmm. I like twisted crazy shit like that anyway though, so I mean it would. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been watching. I just been watching a lot of documentaries. Go ahead, Ron.
Since Ken snuck a third one in there and then you said
Damn.
And you said something about documentaries. I've been watching that No Limit Chronicles, which is
Oh yeah, that too.
I'm about to
I'm
start
sorry.
That
yeah,
too.
That too. I've been watching that too.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned to you about releasing our
video. Yeah,
because now he's doing interviews and shit now.
Oh,
so this,
man,
this is a good this is a good time to release it.
We keep having that evergreen content, man.
Mm-hmm.
The two shows that I'm watching right now, just randomly, I just finished The Morning Show, the Apple TV Plus original series. I'm fucking with it.
The Morning Show.
It's got like Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and a bunch of other people that it's a stack.
Bunch of white people.
It's a white, but like no, it. But there's some
shit I won't watch.
There's some black people in there, but
don't sound like it.
But the way they treat them, there is a flaw in the show. But overall, like I've never seen Jennifer Aniston act this well, nor have I seen a role like this for Steve Carell. Like I put Spike Lee onto it. Like it's only 10 episodes. Man, it blew me away for real. Like, it was just one of them shows I was just trying because I saw that it got so many Emmy nominations and stuff for its first season out the gate, and I was like, what's going on with this? I'm
Steve
fucking.
Carell funny or you serious?
He's like Steve Carell playing like a sexual predator.
Oh,
so it's like damn. It's like he's a charm, like cause you know Steve Carell's charming in his other movies, so it's like that personality, but like he's a jackass asshole.
I like him as funny.
I would just recommend you to watch it just to see that role for him. But that's one of them. And then I'm randomly doing some anime dumpster dive. I'm rewatching Cowboy Bebop. So because there's supposed to be a Netflix live action show with the dude from Harold and Kumar and the guy from Luke Cage, they're redoing it for Netflix. So I wanted to just do some archive shit to get caught up on that. But yeah, those are the only two shows that I'm really.
I see a lot of people talking about Cowboy Bebop lately.
It's a classic. Like it's a dope ass.
It just seems like I see it popping up a lot of places.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Well, all right. Those are our recommendations. We'll probably do this, you know, every so often, just to let y'all know what we watching and stuff. And
if they like it, they gotta let us know they like.
Oh, they'll let us know about everything. You know what I'm saying? That's there ain't no problem about that. But yeah, let us know again what y'all want us to watch as well, and we'll keep y'all updated. We out. Peace.